6.
We know failure is the price of success. We spend 12 to 16 years in school hearing that failing is a bad thing. The very worst thing we can do in school is fail and get it wrong. Well, in order to have extraordinary success, we have to learn the exact opposite of that rule. We have to learn how to fail and how to do it well. We have to try all the things that won't work in order to find all the things that do. Think about this hard. You were trained to do what you were told to do. You were trained there was a right and a wrong answer. You were trained not to challenge the right way of doing things. And if you didn't do it right, you failed. And that was a very bad thing. The more you fail in school, the less successful you are. The more you fail in life, the more successful you can be. It's almost like school was out to get us to prevent us from creating new and exciting things in the world. There's a reason why some of the greatest inventors and creators of our time did not do well in a structured school system. If you want to have extraordinary success, you're going to have to risk being a failure. You're going to have to be willing to feel every single negative emotion that is available to us as human beings. If you can embrace the emotions of humiliation, confusion, defeat, and destruction, you will be well on your way to extraordinary success. In fact, the only thing between you and taking actions on your dreams is your anticipation of the feelings of failure. And when those no longer stop you, there will be nothing you won't be willing to do to keep going until you arrive. The best of us try to avoid or outwork the side of life that hurts or sucks. And this is the very reason we end up doing things to avoid failure. We don't ask for what we need in case they say no. We don't put ourselves out into the world. We don't talk about our offers or show up in big new ways. We keep our ideas and our creativity to ourselves. Because the truth is that half of our ideas are terrible. Half of our attempts won't work. But in order to get to the half that will, we have to go through all the negative crap in the way. We have to do the work of failing and failing over and over again in order to win. Think about what it's like to learn how to walk or ride a bike. There is absolutely no success in the beginning. It's solid failure. It's failing, not walking in the beginning. It's getting up over and over and over. There's a long period of time where walking is not happening. It's just a bunch of failing. This is the exact same thing that happens in striving for success. In the beginning, after you come out from comfort hiding, there is nothing but negative no and failure. This is the path to success. It doesn't feel like winning. In fact, it feels like losing right up into the point of winning. The only reason we don't want to fail is because we don't want to feel bad. We don't want to experience the half of life that doesn't feel good. But why does it feel bad when we fail? What if we could actually start to feel good about feeling bad? What if we learned that the half of life that feels bad is actually what gets us the other half of life that feels good? And we don't need to be in a hurry to feel good if we can get better at feeling bad. It's an easy thing to say and to understand, but when we live it, that is when we can create possibilities worth living into. I want to take a minute to address the idea of trying to outrun failure. I see this all the time with my students, with the crazy busy people in the world. You can't outrun it. Being busy and working into late hours of the night will never shield you from failure. Taking smaller risks or no risks at all will not shield you from failure. We just call that failing ahead of time. You can't outwork failure. You can fail working 8 hours a day and you can fail working 12. It's just not worth it. Just stop trying. Decide to fail and walk into it and through it every single time. The truth is, failure gets you there as fast, even faster than success. When you are trying for new possibilities in your life and work, you will need to try lots and lots of things. Most of the things you try won't work, but each of them will teach you something about what doesn't work and what does. You will know you were doing it right because the minute you fail at an attempt, you take notes and try something else or try again. You keep moving along the path. Your momentum keeps you moving towards, and eventually all that failure leads to sweet success. When you do it right, success doesn't end up feeling that much better than failure. They are both sides of the same coin. You will start embracing the idea that failure is simply currency and success is simply what you're buying with it. When it becomes a dance of feeling both bad and good, you know you have figured it out. As you go through the possibility formula that I'm going to teach you later in the journey towards extraordinary success, you will go through a process of testing combinations of money, value, and people offerings that will more often than not work. The crazy thing about success is that you have to fail your way to it. The truth is ultimately that successful people aren't good at success, but they are rather good at failing. They are willing to keep failing until they get the result of success. For example, when you are learning how to create value that would be valued by the world in a way that pays you the amount of money you want to make, you have to find a combination that clicks. You have to find the right value for the right person at the right price. In the beginning, you might have something very valuable, but if you're offering it to the wrong person, or you might have great value and you're offering it to someone who's only willing to pay you less than you want to make, or maybe you have a financial goal that is much bigger than the value that you are offering. When the combination doesn't work, it's going to feel like failure. So many of you will want to make this mean that you are a failure, or that this formula doesn't work, or that it will never work. This is just you having an adult temper tantrum. And you will most likely have many of them if you're anything like me. The trick is to overcome the tantrum and try a new combination as soon as possible. The formula isn't difficult, but the feedback sometimes is. When we spend time creating something we think is very valuable because of the time and energy we put into it, and we find out that no one in the marketplace is willing to pay for it, we have to start over. There is nothing easy about this. We might feel defeated or even angry that our hard work is not paying us yet. But the failure is how we move forward. It's how we learn what works and what doesn't work. When we anchor ourselves to success and believe it is possible for us in the future, even though it's impossible right now, it keeps us moving. It's like we know this ends up working. So what is the right combination of value to person that ultimately makes it work? What is the problem you end up solving for someone where they are willing and happy to pay the value you are offering to meet their goals? Failure is how you find out. In my self-coaching scholars program, in December of every year, I assign my students to choose an impossible goal. I have them pick something they know is currently impossible, that they would love to create in their lives. I have them write 25 actions they will take to work towards that impossible goal each quarter. The intention is not for them to get the work done or even to accomplish the goal. The intention is for them to take action and fail to learn more about the goal, to engage them with the process. We find out very soon who is good at failing and who isn't. So many of my students who are very smart and used to knowing the answers and getting the win all the time quit this exercise within the first few weeks. They will often tell me that they think it's silly to work towards something that's impossible. They can't process the emotions that come along with failing and the discomfort that will inevitably come from working on something with no clear how to immediate success. But when you stick with this process and the formula long enough to create amazing value for a person who is excited to pay for it, it is similar to getting on a long, slippery slide at an amusement park. Before you know it, everything starts moving faster and easier. You will have an employer or customers who are delighted to pay you and so happy to have you helping them in their life. You will have more money than you might have ever dreamed possible. And it will all be because of your willingness and ability to fail.